It is Cardio's midday edition. Let's go to the Cardio Newsline and visit with our very good friend, Roger Kistner. And Roger, it sounds like you're being beaten by hail. Is that what's going on in your vehicle?
No, I'm actually located at my office.
Oh, okay. Well, for a moment there, it sounded like it was raining cats and dogs, which it's been doing. Now you sound much better, by the way. It's been raining cats and dogs throughout much of eastern Colorado. Before we get into the sale at purplewave.com, I want to get your opinion. You know, you obviously dealing with a lot of farmers and ranchers out in eastern Colorado. Your territory is much of that area. What is all this moisture meaning for those that are living in the agriculture community out in eastern Colorado?
Well, obviously, you know, it's very welcome. These beneficial rains are going to change some attitudes tremendously. I mean, we've got crops that are going in the ground and they need moisture, and probably more so is our good livestock producers out here had a lack of moisture for some time, and it's good to see some of this rangeland turning green and get some grass growing. And, you know, hopefully we'll kind of go through these summer months with some more of these timely rains. And, you know, rain is money for ranchers and farmers. So just good to see. And, yes, we had I'm based out of Pueblo West, and we had some really good moisture here this morning.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable. I mean, can it ever rain too much for the agriculture community at all?
Well, you know, sometimes it can get a little testy, I think, for some of those folks. You know, they're getting antsy to get in the fields and get the work done. And, yes, timing is everything. And so, you know, you can reach a point where, you know, it can become a little aggravating when you're trying to get your field work and things done and get a continuation of rain. But I think we all would be in agreement that we know what it's like when we don't get any. So never want to complain about a rain.
No question about it. All right, let's get into it. Purple Wave is the place where folks can go and check out. You got used construction equipment, farm equipment, fleet equipment. Let's talk about specifically about the sale that's going on in Flagler. I know we got a lot of listeners in the Flagler area.
Sure.
Tell me about it.
We've got a nice little offering coming up from our weird Flagler. We've got a couple of nice applicator sprayers. Got a 12-case Patriot 4430 spray rig, 90-foot boom. It's got a little over 4,700 hours on it. Been shedded, well-capped. And then we've also got a 2013 Apache. It's an AS 1220. Got a little over 2,300 hours, 100-foot booms. Both of these rigs are in very good shape and well maintained. And then we've got just a handful of other assets kind of scattered around the eastern Colorado region as well. And as always, just got a lot of great assets right now up on the website listed across the countryside. These particular assets that I spoke about in Flagler are selling June 28th. In addition to that same day, we have a really nice auction also with a tremendous amount of good John Deere late model John Deere equipment selling out of Cooper, Texas. And it's got everything from construction equipment to some really nice 8295 R mechanical front wheel assist tractors. There's some 8400s in there. About 25 agriculture tractors selling from one seller. So we do a sale for these folks about every 2 years, and they're giving us another great offering. And you know, I just tell folks, you know, the nice thing about Purple Wave, everything we sell has a contact. You can reach directly out to someone that knows the asset or speak directly with the seller and sure enough, get all your questions answered about what they may be selling.
Yeah, it's awesome. And when you actually go on there, you know, we've talked about this before, about the pictures that are just fully detailed pictures. But you can also, if you click on the actual item that you want to bid on, you're going to have a bidder number when you sign up, but you can you actually track the bidding numbers as far as what people are bidding?
So, yeah, I mean, we're very transparent, you know, as far as diligence out there for the buying and the selling community. We like to be as transparent as possible. So, yes, at any time you can go in, you can actually look at the bidding tree. You can see the bidder number that's bidding. You can actually see what time they placed that bid. Yeah. And we are an absolute auction. When we list, we sell. And so we just want everybody to be comfortable with the process that we're doing and be as transparent as we possibly can.
Yeah, I love it. And so when I look at this, the last time somebody made a bid on this particular model, this, let me look here. It is the, oh my goodness, I can't, oh, the Apache, the 2013 Apache. So the last bid was made, that's the top one, and so far it's the winning bid, right? So when does this close?
That is correct. So the current bid on that particular sprayer right now, winning bid is at $21,000. It was placed 6-7 at 4:37 p.m. in the afternoon. The actual auction will close out on the 28th.
Okay.
Normally, 24 hours in advance, the auction will set the actual where the items fall into the auction. They normally close things out 1 to 3 minutes apart.
Okay.
And so at that time, yes, you can come in. You can actually place a bid within the last 5 minutes of its close. If someone does that, it will auto-extend the bid for another 5 minutes, and there will be a continuation of that as long as there's bidding activity. If there's no bidding in a full 5 minutes, the item will just close out, and it will close to the last and final bidder.
Okay, excellent. Really, really well-done website. It's very organized, very easy to use. I would imagine that everybody likes that feature of it. Roger, thanks for the time today. We really appreciate it. And we're going to talk to you again some more about this later on this afternoon, about some of these other pieces of equipment. Stay dry out there until we talk to you.